This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number that allows you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can Skype into the show. It's Skype username lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can bring up anything, and that is the point of Free Talk Live. But we always bring stuff to the table that we think you might find interesting. And, you know, we've had a lot of calls over the last several days, about Colin Kaepernick.
Yes.
Who is the 49ers star that...
Quarterback, yes. I had never heard of him up until a couple of days ago.
Me neither, but I don't pay attention to professional sports
No. Generally
unless something hits the news like this, where he decided he was not going to stand for the Star Spangled Banner.
Right, so I'm the resident sports guy.
You are,
and
it's true.
He had been the starting quarterback for the last couple of years and recently lost that role. He's now the backup. Some are saying he might be the third-string quarterback, and some news reports are saying that he might actually wind up being cut.
Over this controversy.
Not over this controversy. Over his not playing as well as he had been.
Hmm. Well, last quarterback I remember was Joe Montana from the 49ers.
He's not played in a really, really long time.
But he was great. And
probably one of the best quarterbacks of all time.
I'd say that it's clear that the fact that I didn't know his name means that Colin Kaepernick is not an A-list player, right? You know, I didn't know his name, but I did know, again, you know, I know some major football players' names, and that's about it.
Have you ever heard of Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I've heard the name, yeah.
Okay.
So now he is an A.
He's an A-list player?
He is probably the best quarterback in the league right now.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can't say I'm plugged in at all now.
And I know you've heard of Tom Brady because we live in New England, and that's all they talk about on local sports. And I cannot stand local sports talk radio because it's all Boston all the time.
And there's the two guys, the two brothers that were quarterbacks, the one from the Colts and the other, I don't know.
The Mannings,
yeah.
Peyton and Eli?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, he refused to stand for the national anthem, and when he explained why, this is according to TheIntercept.com, he only spoke about the present, saying, quote, "I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. There are bodies in the street, and people are getting paid leave and getting away with murder," unquote.
So he's referring to the police getting away with getting paid leave and getting away with murder.
That's correct. And he's right about that. The only thing is, you know, the only minor quibble I have is that the police are killing all kinds of people, not just black people. They're killing people of all colors. They're killing human beings.
The argument to that would be that they're killing young black men at
more
a
often.
Larger rate.
No
but
doubt.
Then again, young black men are charged with crimes at a larger rate. So you have to, you know, the question is, are black people targeted by the police? Are they more likely to commit crimes? Or are they, are they more likely to commit crimes or are they targeted by the police? I don't know the answer to that.
I'd say,
I suspect it's some of both.
I would say both.
These things tend to create themselves.
Poor people are more likely to commit crimes.
Sure.
And many blacks are more likely to be poor due to the economic situation here over many, you know, hundreds of years of oppression of black people has sort of not made it easy for them. The government hasn't made it easy for black folks to create their own wealth for themselves by starting their own businesses. The government has licensing laws that make it difficult for anybody who's poor to get out there and kind of, you know, not have a job and actually go ahead and create some wealth for themselves.
Right. And I want to sort of pick a nit on something that you said where you said poor people are more likely to commit a crime.
More likely to be caught.
I think poor people are more likely to be targeted by police for offenses. Whereas you've got a lot of rich people that they'll do stuff that, you know, they can afford really good, smooth-talking lawyers to wind up getting all the charges dropped. They're committing different crimes.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I'm talking about more of this, your typical
petty theft,
robbery, things
so
like
that. So white-collar crimes tend to get significantly lower sentences than crimes that aren't considered white-collar crimes. And another thing is that if you get caught for stealing and you've got the money, chances are you're not going to have too much of a problem. You know, you just pay the whatever it is, and then the problem goes
away. Yeah, and that's what I was saying. You know, like people that are more well off, they can afford the attorneys to wind up making it all go away. People that aren't as well off, well, they wind up getting caught in this cycle and doing what is often referred to as life on the installment plan.
And I think there's also something to the claim that police are more likely to target blacks because of racism as well. I think there are racist cops out there.
Yeah.
And I think
there's racist everybody out there, right?
I think that they are absolutely likely to look more often at black people and suspect them and target them. So I think, like you said, Mark, I think it's all of the above. Anyway, Twitter went predictably nuts with at least one 49ers fan burning Kaepernick's jersey. Almost no one seems to be aware that even if the U.S. were a perfect country today, it would be bizarre to expect African-American players to stand for the Star-Spangled Banner. Why? Because it literally celebrates the murder of African-Americans. Now, they keep using the term African-Americans, but I think black people is more accurate because you can be African-American and be white, right? If you're from South Africa, you are an African-American, and you're likely not a black person.
Well, So I agree with you, but for different reasons. Not from where somebody's from, but because it's just from a linguistic standpoint, black is one syllable, easy to understand, and it's not insulting or anything like that. And I don't want it to slide into the area of being insulting. Yes, it has a hard K on the end, and I know that it can sound harsh to some people, but, you know, get over it. You're an adult. Whereas...
That has a hard T at the end.
Right.
That sounds very, very offensive.
It's intended to be. If you can't handle the word adult, you're not one. Right? That's what the intention here is. If you can't handle the word black, you're not an adult. You're not prepared for a conversation about race in the United States. So, and the other aspect is if you want to get grammatically correct, then you would say Americans of sub-Saharan African descent. Now, that would be very clear as to who we're talking about without having to say the term black, but it's like nine syllables long.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And this is what I consider to be the politically correct speech is that we just have to stretch everything out for certain classes of folks. But it's okay to say white. You wouldn't say an American of predominantly European descent. You wouldn't. No one would say that nonsense. Let's just go ahead and use the single syllable terms, and it'll be a lot easier.
I remember, you know, a couple decades ago, I had a coworker that he was filling out an application. My dad happened to have been the manager of where I worked. My dad tells the guy, "Hey, you didn't mark African American on the thing." He said, "I'm not African American. I'm from the Dominican Republic."
Okay, and so he considers himself to be...
Dominican.
Right, or Hispanic. Right?
No, he considered himself Dominican.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, it would be... It's a Spanish-speaking country, so he is, by definition, Hispanic.
Yeah. And then, you know, like, Jamaicans, they don't consider themselves African-American. They consider themselves Jamaican.
Yeah, they're not American at all.
People
American.
From Trinidad consider themselves Trinidadi, not, you know... American or South American or, you know, whatever.
It adds nothing to the... African-American adds nothing to the conversation.
I agree.
It's just stepping or tiptoeing on minefields.
Few people know that the Star-Spangled Banner celebrates the murder of blacks because we only ever sing the first verse. But read the end of the third verse and you'll see why the Star-Spangled Banner is not just a musical atrocity, it's an intellectual and moral one, too. Here are the lyrics. No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave, and the star-spangled banner in triumph doth wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
It's amazing how somebody can write a stanza like that that says, yea, we've got slaves and we'll kill them if they run, home of the free, land of the brave. Yippee! I mean, it's amazing the dichotomy in this song, but Francis Scott Key, who wrote this, was a slave owner.
Surprise!
This is, I mean, this is an anthem that celebrates the death and torture, among other things, of blacks.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Obviously, The Intercept has more to say here. This is a great website, by the way. It's Glenn, the one where Glenn Greenwald is working. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Attention CPAP users! Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's N-O-M-A-S-K.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, what do you know? Turns out the Star-Spangled Banner is actually a celebration of slavery.
Among other things.
And also the killing slaves that run away, apparently.
That's what it says.
So, yeah, apparently that's in the third verse, which nobody ever actually sings. So most people probably aren't even aware of that fact.
Right. Most people also aren't aware of the fact that the final two lines of the first verse are a question, not a proclamation.
What's the question?
Does the flag still wave over the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Well, since it was written during the War of 1812, it was really sort of, it was in question. The only reason the United States wasn't conquered was this giant hurricane blew through, Washington, D.C. Now, some would say it's the wind of gods, of God or the gods or whomever one says. It's providence that blew the British away. But whatever the reason, the United States was established by its constitution, 1789. 1812 wasn't that long after that. The
Correct.
British really still considered this a colony that just was, rebellious at that point.
Well, and the U.S. military trying to invade Canada certainly did not help the war.
Well, the war
was very avoidable, except that the United States tried to invade Canada.
Well, let's not forget that the British were conscribing Americans into their navy to fight their wars. I can see why a government would choose to go to war over protecting its citizens in that way. But as I understand, the practice was actually halted through diplomatic means, and then the United States decides to blame Canada, right?
Yes.
One can understand those Canadians, right? But so it was a big mess. The United States thought it was going to whip Britain's ass again, and it didn't.
Yeah, and they also thought that they could take over Canada.
Yeah.
Liberland, by the way, is the European micronation. We'll tell you more about Colin Kaepernick here in moments and the Star-Spangled Banner. But the Liberland folks are trying to get recognized. They are attempting to have other countries in the world, in Europe and elsewhere, recognize their claim to nation status. And so far, seven Polish legislators have proposed that recognition. The Chicago Journal of International Law has released a 35-page essay making the case for statehood for Liberland. But, of course, the Croatian government isn't going to make this easy. They do have quite a challenge ahead of them. Liberland is a 3-square-mile plot of land. It's a swamp, basically, between Croatia and Serbia. Liberland saying this land is terra nullius. This is not claimed by either Croatia or Serbia. However, the Croatian government has been arresting the folks from Liberland, so they've got a long road ahead of them. They are determined. They keep coming back. They keep going back to the plot of land, and they're fighting in the Croatian courts. You can get involved by going to Liberland.org, L-I-B-E-R-L-A-N-D, Liberland.org. Over 100,000 people from around the globe have already requested citizenship, but in order to get citizenship from Liberland, you do have to substantially contribute to the growth of Liberland. Plus, a lot of big-name libertarians are behind it, like Roger Ver, the owner of Bitcoin.com. He stated his support and his financial support for Liberland. Go to learn more over at Liberland.org. As we continue here, the Star-Spangled Banner revealing the final verse over at TheIntercept.com. It says, "No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. And the Star-Spangled Banner in triumph doth wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave." And what you were pointing out, Mark,
in some cases, he's just ignoring the fact that some slaves did escape, did it reasonably well, and got to Canada or the North or wherever. So he's saying, like, nothing can save the escaped slave here, which is obvious hyperbole, because they escaped all the time.
The Star-Spangled Banner, Americans hazily remember, was written by Francis Scott Key about the Battle of Fort McHenry in Baltimore during the War of 1812. But we don't ever talk about how the War of 1812 was a war of aggression that began with an attempt by the U.S. to grab Canada from the British Empire. However, we're wildly overestimating, or we'd widely wildly overestimated the strength of the U.S. military. By the time of the Battle of Fort McHenry in 1814, the British had counterattacked and overrun Washington, D.C., setting fire to the White House.
Right. Under this is Madison's administration, and, you know, Dulles had a big mess to clean up.
One of the key tactics behind the British military success was its active recruitment of American slaves. As a detailed 2014 article in Harper's explains,
it's true.
The orders given to the Royal Navy's Admiral Sir George Cockburn read as follows, quote,
what an unfortunate last name.
Yeah. Let the landings you make be more for the protection of the desertion of the black population than with a view to any other advantage. The great point to be attained is the cordial support of the black population, with them properly armed and backed with 20,000 British troops. Mr. Madison will be hurled from his throne.
Yeah.
Unquote. Whole families found their way to the ships of the British, who accepted everyone and pledged no one would be given back to their owners. Adult men were trained to create a regiment called the Colonial Marines, who participated in many of the most important battles, including the August 1814 raid on Washington. Then on the night of September 13, 1814, the British bombarded Fort McHenry. Key, seeing the fort's flag the next morning, was inspired to write the lyrics for the Star-Spangled Banner. So when Key penned that, quote, no refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave, he was taking great satisfaction in the death of slaves who had freed themselves. His perspective may have been affected by the fact that he owned several slaves himself.
One might think.
With that in mind, think about the next two lines, quote, and the star-spangled banner in triumph doth wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave, unquote. The reality is that there were human beings fighting for freedom with incredible bravery during the War of 1812. However, the Star-Spangled Banner glorifies America's triumph over them and then turns that reality completely upside down, transforming their killers into the courageous freedom fighters. After the U.S. and the British signed a peace treaty at the end of 1814, the U.S. government demanded the return of the American property, which by that point numbered about 6,000 people, and the British refused. Most of the 6,000 eventually settled in Canada, with some going to Trinidad, where their descendants are still known as Americans.
Hmm.
Furthermore,
that's spelled M-E-R-I-K-I-N-S.
That's correct.
Not American, that's apostrophe M-U-R-I-C-A.
Thank you for that clarification. Furthermore, if those leading the backlash against the Kaepernick or against Kaepernick need more inspiration, they can get it from Francis Scott Key's later life. By 1833, Key was a district attorney for Washington, D.C., as described in a book called Snowstorm in August by former Washington Post reporter Jefferson Morley. The police were notorious thieves, frequently stealing free blacks' possessions with impunity. Huh,
yeah.
That sounds like today.
Well,
yeah.
I don't think the police are generally doing it today. Now it's the police departments that have been doing it.
Subtle distinction there, Mark.
That there are police officers that are making
involved.
The confiscations.
Yeah, and you're talking about civil asset forfeiture, these sorts of things.
Sure. Or just cops stealing things. I mean, it's not just legally that they steal things. That's what civil asset forfeiture is, a legal stealing. But there's also the cops will just take your marijuana and will take your money. So if
just take this and not file paperwork because I hate paperwork.
We got a drug bust here. We found 100 pounds of marijuana and $100,000. But on the paperwork, only 50 pounds and 50,000 show up. You know, well, where'd the other 50,000 go? Into the pockets of the police. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Don't think it happens.
Pockets.
It certainly happens. 855-450-3733. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joe Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joe Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. You can get help buying Bitcoins, choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. You can find places to spend your Bitcoin, play online games with the cryptocurrency, and more. It's the source for all your Bitcoin needs and news, Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, the story from TheIntercept.com about Colin Kaepernick says that he's more right than you even probably were aware. Turns out the national...
And he's aware, too, is what it says. And who knows what he was aware of and what he wasn't. I certainly could not have quoted the third verse of the Star Spangled Banner to anyone. I know we sang it at one point or another in grade school all the way through, but, I mean, you know, the third... This is a long song that is difficult as far as verbiage goes. It's adapted from a British drinking song, so... For those of you who are big Star Spangled Banner fans, I
meaning
think
they borrowed the tune.
By today's standards, they stole it.
Right.
This is called intellectual property. Today, if you go and find your, you know, a pop song, and write something, some popular patriotic lyrics to that pop song,
you're getting sued.
You're going to get sued.
Right. Unless you call it fair use and you're sampling.
Even that has gotten people
seconds.
In trouble. Now, I don't know if there's a specific limit
this
on
is
that.
Not legal advice.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even that has gotten people in trouble. Didn't Vanilla Ice get in trouble for sampling Queen?
Yeah.
But I believe he wound up prevailing because there was like a slight difference in the middle of it. He had like an extra ding in there.
I don't know. We'll have to check that one because I'm not sure.
I will go ahead and check that in.
I believe he said that his was ding 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 ding.
I heard the quote, but I believe the jury found otherwise. But I'm going to check it out.
Check that one out. And I think Vanilla Ice is you have to get rid of Vanilla Ice's real name too, because it's like
Robert Van Winkle
or something like
Robert Van Winkle,
right? Like Rip Van Winkle. Anyway, back to the story here from TheIntercept.com, talking about the history behind the song. Francis Scott Key and his later life. He was a district attorney in Washington, D.C. later on in life by 1833. And in a book called Snowstorm in August by a former Washington Post reporter, the police were notorious thieves, frequently stealing free blacks' possessions with impunity. One night, one of the constables tried to attack a woman who escaped and ran away until she fell off a bridge across the Potomac and drowned. An abolitionist paper at the time wrote, quote, "There is neither mercy nor justice for colored people in this district. No fuss or stir was made about it. She was got out of the river and was buried, and there the matter ended," unquote. Key was furious and indicted the newspaper for intending to, quote, "injure, oppress, aggrieve, and vilify the good name, fame, credit, and reputation of the magistrates and constables of Washington County." So all of this just sounds, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Yeah, now we've got video cameras. Now we can actually see the abuse of the police writ large. We know how more often how it happens and the details and how ugly it truly is, rather than having to rely on eyewitness testimony and what someone happened to write down, what they remembered, as you would have had to back in the mid-1800s.
Or even the mid, for the most part, the mid-1900s.
Right, right. I'm just talking about what the time frame of this story here.
Right, but I'm just saying, you know, it's been within our lifetime that, you know, basically everybody now carries around a camera.
Correct. But yet still, you still have the defenders of the police. Some would call them copsuckers, people who, to them, the police can do no wrong. That there's always an excuse for the violence that they commit unnecessarily on other human beings.
Well, sure, you've got it on video, but you don't know what happened 5 minutes before that.
Right. Sure.
Well, the video starts with the cop walking up to the guy. Right, but you don't know what happened before that. You don't know what happened last week. Maybe this guy showed up to the cop's house and did a ding-dong ditch. And now the cop's just, you know, like trying to get retribution because you don't do that. You don't give a ding-dong ditch to a cop.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're being
a
little bit...
Do people even do that anymore, by the way?
Kids do. Kids got to do that. Sure.
Well, it sounds like a really boring thing to do. Somebody does it. Yeah. But, yeah.
So there you go. That's pretty much the story from TheIntercept.com, really kind of showing the parallels between the 1800s and today. Police abusing black people back then and still today. But again, police are abusing, well, anyone they can get away with, basically. And even with their own
video
cameras.
Well, not every police officer is doing as abusing somebody every opportunity. But so, well, what this says to me is that there's a lot of people very upset about Kaepernick's behavior, not standing up for their favorite song and not liking their favorite colors, or whatever it is. And I think that this sort of legitimizes further, if you don't like his reasons, at least you might understand why somebody else might choose to do it, that the very song that you want people to stand up for in reverence to is in fact a song extolling the killing of slaves, presumably most of which were black at the time. You're talking about the War of 1812, not a lot of indentured servitude going on in American history at that point. So, you know, I mean, it adds a lot of understanding to the situation that I didn't have prior to this. Now, I supported him, you know, acting... sitting for whatever song he wants to sit for. I think that's his right, and I get why he might choose to do that. I also understand why some people might be upset. But I would challenge those folks. When we read this story about the War of 1812, we understand the United States' actions that led up to it. Many times that's what we're fed regarding every war. And people will tell you that you stand up for the pledge, you stand up for the anthem in reverence to the people who've died for this country. Well, what you need to understand is many times those people died in vain. The people who died in the War of 1812
were trying to keep slaves slaves.
Among other things, yes. Were trying to invade Canada. Died for a war that didn't need to exist in the first place. World War II, the great war that everybody holds up, didn't need to happen if the United States hadn't gotten involved in World War
One. That's true.
It wouldn't have occurred, at least not the European theater.
But the claim is also that, you know, these men died fighting for your freedom. That includes the freedom to sit your ass down when somebody plays a song that you don't want to stand for.
You know, my favorite, there have been some really poignant memes made out of this whole thing, and I think the favorite one that I've seen is where on one panel you got, I forget what was in the background, but basically the idea of immigrants leaving some other country to come to the United States. And then you got the America lover saying, well, damn it, if you don't like things over there, you need to stay and fight. Mm-hmm. You need to come over here. And then the other panel is, you know, the Colin Kaepernick thing, and then the Americans
if
saying,
if you don't love it, leave.
Right. So, you know, which way is it?
And the story that you read from The Intercept cited at least one fan that burned a jersey.
Yeah.
That individual uses the name Nate3914 and gave a message to Colin Kaepernick. He says, if you don't love our country, get the bleep out of it.
Uh-huh.
You should never play another down in the NFL. Move to Canada.
How ironic.
Yeah, so the whole thing of if you don't like it here, leave.
Right.
If you think that things are bad here and need to change, go somewhere else. Well, isn't Donald Trump saying things are bad here and they need to change?
Like so
that's
leave.
Another one of the memes that I've seen to where
that's a good one.
You know, a picture of Donald Trump, America's not great.
Well,
crowd,
yeah.
Yay!
Oh, right.
Well, Colin Kaepernick, America's not great.
Boo. This is funny, but when Trump says to make America great again, the presumption is that America is not great now.
Right.
So, and this is what Colin Kaepernick is saying. It's just that he's saying it sort of differently about a different issue with which people disagree.
Right. He's not waving the flag and saying it, so all of a sudden it's offensive when he does it.
Right, and there was somebody, I forget exactly what they said. It was very lengthy, but it boiled down to Colin Kaepernick protested in a way that I don't like, so therefore it's wrong.
Yeah. And another one that I thought was good, I didn't like some of the phrasing to it, but was as it was basically white people saying, black people, stop being so loud and noisy when you protest.
Not like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And then the black people, then
Colin shows him sitting down.
Sits him down quietly.
The quietest possible
And then
protest.
The white people are like, not like that!
Right.
And now, I would point out that this is a generalization. Not every white person said this, and that just sort of furthers
of
the whole racist thing.
855, 453, join us.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect, and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Wild, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free to control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. If you enjoy Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then get your shopping done with us. The way you do that is go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there for various different things, including Amazon. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. You just go into whichever one of those links is right for you, get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live benefits because we get a cut of the sale. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Daryl, I know you want to talk about protesting a little bit here.
Yes.
We'll get into that, but first let's go to the phones to the fun. Rudy is on the line listening to K-Talks in Arizona. Hello, Rudy.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You're talking about how somebody said that, well, you know, like America, get the hell out. I've been listening to this crap since I was, you know, I was 16. I was beginning to go into the draft to go to Vietnam, you know? And it was love it or leave it. And just, you know, who the hell are you? You know, this is my country. I was born here. I'm not going to beat it because you don't like my opinion.
Right. I mean, if you love it, why not try to change it so it can be better?
And why does some group of people or somebody think that they're the right, you know, they're the ultimate right, correct thought, and mine, nothing. Which, I mean, we all understand that everybody has an opinion, but some people want to just make yours go away.
Yep. So it's really sort of dichotomous. The reason that this is the case, Rudy, is because, well, the United States is a nation, and nationalism, the more extreme your nationalism, the more you love your nation, that would seem like the more in the area of conversation around a nation, the more right you are. But the problem is the United States is a nation that was born out of a revolution. It was a nation that was born out of disrespecting the previous nation. So I would say that protest, since essentially that's what the founding fathers did, they disliked their government so much they were willing to shoot the officials in the face. They, tortured and strung up, killed the officials from their government to the point, and then created another one. Obviously, this is a little weird, but protest is at the very core of this nation, and freedom, which is what everybody says, the freedom to protest your nation is at the very core of the central beliefs of Americanism, as it were. So I'd say Kaepernick is the real patriot here.
Yeah, and to quote H. Rapp Brown, violence in America is violence is as American as cherry pie.
Rudy, thanks for calling to share your thoughts.
I got one more thing about the police. My wife, her father was a Chicago police officer.
Okay.
And he was from Naples. There was a whole, like, a clique of people from Naples that ended up in Chicago.
Okay.
And he was the person that got on the police department. You know, it was great. You know, no problems with the law. And so he was the guy that had the four strip clubs in his name because he was legal. You know, he was a good guy, he was a cop. He was in the police department so long that they kept wanting to promote him and take him out of the patrol car and put him, you know, I don't know, someplace. And he said, no way in hell. I can't make any money that way. Before he got his uniform on, he'd pick up his badge and pin it on his shirt and say, this is my license to steal. Because many people would, you get pulled over or you get caught in something, and, you get a $20 bill with your license. And that was just accepted.
So he was taking bribes as a beat cop, street cop.
Well, Chicago isn't known for its upstanding law enforcement.
Rudy, thanks for sharing the thoughts and your call tonight. I appreciate it, sir. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Americans hate protesters.
People hate protesters. I mean, it's just sort of human nature. We've read the studies. People just hate protesters.
I think the only time I've ever been involved in a protest where I did not hear at least one person yell something negative would be tax day protest. Because people, the one thing that people hate more than protest are taxes.
Yeah.
But every other time I've been involved in any kind of protest, there's always somebody that says, this is not the time or the place.
Get a job!
Right. So
where is the time and the place?
Anyway, that's funny.
So wherever, not around them.
Free Talk Live often takes heat when we do, you know, stories on Veterans Day about, I don't know, poor young men having their lives thrown away in war and that sort of thing. And that's when people will call radio stations. They don't call here. They don't call the show and do it.
Because they're cowards.
I guess that's the term. Like, that's what I'm going to say. To somebody who doesn't call, who has an opinion, and an open lines current events radio program that has open lines right now. You can call in and give your opinion.
Yeah.
You're not going to be waiting on the line for 15 minutes or whatever.
Nope.
You call in and give your opinion that, you know, if you're going to call in the program director the next day and tell them, I don't like what they were saying, you're a coward.
Well, right. And that's because they want to, they don't want to confront what you have to say.
Right. Okay. They don't address the point. They want to make an entirely different point.
Well, no, but they also want to get you fired. They want to get you taken off the air.
Yeah.
They want you shut down. That's why they go to the higher ups. That's why they go to the
program. That's what liberals do. And that's the conservatives then go do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a boycott.
We do have the listen line where they could call and leave us a voicemail that way.
Sure. And then they wouldn't,
then they don't have to, you know, confront us directly. obviously. They can give us their opinion. We might listen to it, depending on how long the voicemail is.
But then we get to respond without them getting to respond back, and you don't actually have a conversation with the people leaving voicemails.
Right, but when somebody's calling the program director saying, you know, Ian's a poopy head, we're not getting to respond directly anyway.
That's true.
Well, that's what the goal is.
Yeah. So getting back to the Kaepernick thing real quick, a lot of people thought that he was going to, you know, wind up giving some sort of mea culpa. I'm sorry. I won't do it again. He actually said, I'll continue to sit.
Good.
And I honestly believe that, the only thing more American that he could have done was eaten a hot dog and an apple pie while playing a baseball game with a flock of bald eagles. Like, that's the only thing more American than protest.
Yeah, well, it is important. I mean, we do supposedly have freedom of speech here. And freedom of speech you need to have to protect unpopular speech.
Yes.
It's pretty clear that what he has done here is, or at the very least, seems unpopular. I would like to, I wonder if any polling has been done about this.
I don't know.
You know, what do you actually think about this?
I will take a look. The noisy people
dislike it.
Correct. I will take a look to see if I can find any polling numbers on this. But I had actually written my weekly commentary on this, and I just want to read part of the final paragraph.
Sure.
From an early age, we're told that we have the right to peacefully protest and that governments exist with the consent of the governed.
Hmm.
Colin Kaepernick decided to exercise his right of peaceful protest to express his dissent with the lack of accountability for the hundreds of people killed by police every year.
That's right.
He later told NFL media, I'm not looking for approval. I have to stand up for people that are oppressed. If they take football away, if they take my endorsements away, I know I stood up for what is right.
Good for him. There's always a price to pay when you go against the grain.
Yeah, and I may not agree entirely with his points. I don't agree.
No, apparently he was wearing a Fidel Castro shirt recently.
Yeah, I don't agree with this guy. I just believe that, hey, if we're going to fire this guy, let's fire him because he's mediocre to crappy quarterback, not because of his opinion. I mean, and everybody just loses their mind over this song, okay? Oh my God, the dead soldiers! look, hold on, let's keep our heads about us. There's dead soldiers from all kinds of nations. Why are the dead soldiers for this nation so important?
Because
of freedom!
America.
Well, but freedom isn't what America's about anymore. The United States has slipped down the world's freedom charts according to the Heritage Foundation, the Fraser Institute.
You got people cheering for, building walls. Obviously, freedom is not popular.
And it wasn't 30 years ago that crazy old Ronald Reagan said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Right. So, it's the Patriots have their craniums so far up their rectums that they don't know which end is up. They can't tell patriotism from protest. They just don't know anything.
Yeah, I mean, it's right. They don't really know anything. They're just kind of parroting things that they've heard. These phrases about love it or leave it, and it's all very emotional, and there's no real thinking behind any of this.
Yeah.
It's just, I've been offended. How dare you? I have the freedom to not be offended in this country, sir.
Right. Drive your Japanese car, watch your Chinese TV, and salute the American flag made in Beijing. You nationalist. I mean, it's just so silly.
Yeah, the toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll tell you about a country rap artist coming up here in moments who's been bothering people in the streets. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.